Hello, this is Dion.
Oh, hi. Yes, this is Dion. How are you?
I'm fine. This is Evangelist King.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I recognize your voice.
You know, everybody says that. Can you talk now? Do I need to call back another time?
No, I can talk. Thank you.
Oh, great. That's good. Sorry it took so long. Just I have so many calls and I have other stuff to do, and I'm the only one that could do it. So I allot certain times to make calls versus doing other matters. So I said, let me go ahead and put you at the top of the list for today. So
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. So how are things going now?
Well, I mean, I'm trying to figure like where to start from, but I mean, me and my husband, he left the house. We're like separated.
Mm-hmm.
2 nights ago, I'm going to probably just that some that you understand. 2 nights ago I was up praying, binding spiritual wives, binding witchcraft spirit, binding strange woman in my trying to destroy my marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard what I like when the spirit of God said to me, I'm gonna use as a point of contact. So while I was there praying, is like I just felt like I wanted to cough. Like I was just coughing. And I got a bin that was next to my bed, and I was like coughing and like spitting up stuff in the bin. And
mm-hmm.
I realized like I saw like blood dripping in the bin.
Mm-hmm.
So when I look in the mirror, I realized that there was blood coming from my nose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was kind of concerning to me because I was like, I don't know. It's like I heard the voice said to me, I'm going to use you as a point of contact.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't talked to my husband like for a week. I just left him alone because I'm not going to like force the issue like calling him every day. And when you're coming home and stuff like that, I just left him alone and just remained prayerful. And when that happened, so the next day in the morning, he called me like 9:30, like a different person.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking to me very nice. I tried not to argue with him, like, where are you? You know, I haven't asked him any questions, where you are, what you're doing, nothing like that. I just try to talk to him, you know, based on what we're talking about. He asked me about the baby and how I'm feeling, stuff like that. There was a Christmas tree that we had up from Christmas that needs to come down. I can't take it down because it's so heavy. He came by, he took it down. We didn't have any argument. It was just like a very peaceful time. He stopped by, he took that down. And then I was laying in the bed because I wasn't feeling well because of the pregnancy. And he came and he said, you know, I'm going to lay down a little bit. And he lay next to me. Even though in my spirit, like, I feel like, okay, I don't know where you've been for a week. But I didn't argue with him. He came and he lay down and he lay next to me. He was like rubbing my stomach and I fell asleep. While I was sleeping, like I felt when he was rubbing my head and I felt like when he kissed me on my forehead, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what took place. And he was there like for like 5 hours laying next to me. And then he, said I'm gonna go buy something to do a job because he fixed houses and stuff like that tomorrow. So he left, you know,
okay.
But he didn't come home, you know, so it's like,
mm-hmm.
You know, the spiritual warfare thing, I really don't understand everything about it. So it's like, some things are very, I try to listen to you on YouTube and
mm-hmm.
get an understanding of what I'm up against and what I need to do and what I need to stand, I believe in God, you know, on his word and the things I need to decree in prayer and stuff like that. But what really happened is that we got married like September. This September will be 2 years since we're married.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I went to a church 6 months after we got married. I went to a church. Was visiting the church. There was a prophet guy that was there, and he called us out. He was like praying for people, and he called us out. And then he said, you know, I see where someone is working witchcraft to try to destroy and break this marriage. That's what he said to me at that point, 6 months after we got married.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized we're having arguments, like just little things, like to cause arguments, you know, nothing of any, you know, anything of that is serious. And then afterwards, he started to hang out with his friends. And I realized, I feel like, you know, you're having sex with a demon because I watched probably TV Joshua.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, and I've seen people talk about it. So it's like, I was kind of knowledgeable about it. It's not something you should be dreaming about. It's not right. And the conversation is end there. We didn't go any further about it. Mm-hmm. But I noticed a change. Like, I was, like, losing desire for him as a wife. Like, when he wanted to be with me sexually, I would not, I don't know, that like, the passion or the desire was not there. You know, I was like, forcing myself to be with him. And then most times, during the process of having been together, he will go be impotent, not able to stay up. It was kind of a problem in our marriage. Even thinking about having, because he don't have any kids yet, I don't have any. At the time, we both didn't have any kids, and we wanted to start a family. And I said, I mean, this is an issue. I mean, if you can't, if you're gonna continue to be impotent, then you know we gotta go see a doctor or something. Just because, I mean, I said, didn't understand what was going on. Through prayer, you know, if we do be together as husband and wife, it will be very quick. It will be very quick, like 5 minutes. It will be very quick. So in that process, I got pregnant. And it's like, the minute I got, things got worse. He just started treating me really bad. He just didn't care, no concern about me in the pregnancy. Started hanging out late, coming in like even 5 a.m. in the morning, 3 a.m., I mean, start drinking, start listening to worldly music. He just went, yeah. And then we had arguments in between. And he came around, he came back acting, because after he stopped for like 3 days, and another time he stopped for like probably 5 days, 6 days, he came back, and I had to go to work. I left for work. When I came back, he moved his stuff out while I was at work. So I don't understand. I don't even know. That sometimes I get frustrated about it. I don't know anymore.
Okay. Where are you originally from, Dion?
I'm originally from Jamaica. Both of us are from Jamaica.
Okay. All right. Is there witchcraft in your family lineage as well as his?
In my family, to be honest, I'm not aware, but I know he told me, like, when I just met him, he said to me, like, he didn't even want me to get too close to his family, because he was saying that, you know, there's so much involved in witchcraft. Like, even, when you're having certain family get together, and then afterwards you started being around them, and we're talking about Christianity and church, and, I mean, one of his aunts was, like, talking about, you know, he believed in witchcraft more, because you see, when people go to church, you don't really see the power of God, but witchcraft, you know, you see things happen.
Okay.
And that kind of opened my eyes as well. So I realized that they are involved in that.
Okay, so his side. So you're not aware of that on your side of the family. You didn't hear tell of any relative from times past being involved in witchcraft on your mother or father side of the family.
My father, I never grew up with him.
Okay.
So from my left around him, I was like 2 years old, so I'm not aware of that.
Okay.
Mom, I know, like, I've known, I've seen my mom gone to, like, seek help, not to say hurt anyone. I know I've heard, like, my brother say it, and I've seen where she's gone to seek help. From a spiritualist.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thoughts up. Yeah. That's still witchcraft. Anytime you go seek the counseling from a spiritualist, who really is another name for a witch doctor, that is still
right.
Witchcraft. So that is on your mother's side of the family. All right. So there's an ungodly covenant there. Okay. Now, when you first After you first give your life to the Lord, Dion, was there any human being, not you, but a human being, in which, after you was led to the Lord, in which they confronted the stronghold, the demonic strongholds that came through this ungodly covenant or covenant tied,
no.
And commanded
no.
it, and commanded it to
no.
loose hold of you? Okay. All right.
No, the thing is, it's sad to say, not a lot of pastors, like my pastor, don't have the knowledge about deliverance and casting out demons and binding. So if you go for prayer, they just pray for you like a regular prayer.
A regular prayer.
Not like how I've seen, binding and commanding
okay.
to leave you alone and stuff like that.
Okay.
But I have noticed that I was having problems getting married. I know I was having issues getting married.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I got married, I was 33 years old when I got married. And I usually listen to Prophet TB Joshua all the mm-hmm. time. And whenever he's doing his the prayer of deliverance prayer, I would be coughing up stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes it comes up with blood.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that blood covenant of that ungodly covenant of witchcraft, in which your mother, when she went and visited that spiritually, she just didn't go visit just for herself. She went and visit for all her seed as well. So that pulled all you and your sibling right into that covenant. So what the Lord want to do in your life, Dion, he first want to get Dion straight. Okay, he want to get Dion clean. Clean, deep cleaning. And then sometimes you can take and clean your house, you know, from the surface. You have a surface cleaning. But then that's time you're like, no, this house got to have a very deep cleaning. You get intense in cleaning that house.
Right.
Well, then that's what God wants to do for you. He want to have this intense, deep cleaning of you. Now, what you've been experiencing is a little minor deliverance, a surface deliverance, those prayers, because God, those prayers are fire prayers, that prayer that I prayed in faith and by faith, you know, devil's got to go. But there's a stronghold there which coming through that ungodly covenant. God's gonna just give you that deep cleaning and setting you free. And also he's gonna throw out that spirit husband in you, this spirit who claims itself to be your spouse. Now, after the Lord set you free, yet remember.
I'm so sorry. So you think I have a spiritual husband?
Yeah, you have a spiritual husband. He has a spiritual wife. Spirit husband, spirit wife. They both are networking together here. But God's going to set you totally free. Praise his holy name.
Amen. Totally praise free. God. Now, next thing, too, I will go to my bed. I'm so sorry. Because I remember I want to tell you.
Okay.
I will go to my bed. I don't really like have any sex in my dream.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't remember my dream. Because I guess. Because maybe, I was thinking maybe because it's pretty know that I'm aware
of
spiritual husband.
There you go.
I'm aware of it.
Amen.
I'm aware of it because I watched TV Joshua. I'm aware of it.
Amen.
So when I go to sleep, I don't remember my dream.
Mm-hmm.
I wake up and I don't remember nothing. It's like I slept and I dream and I don't know what I dreamt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, like sometimes I dream that like before I got pregnant, I dreamt I gave birth to a baby boy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out that I wasn't pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But apart from that, it's like I don't really dream. Like people get prophetic dream and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, I don't. Right.
Yeah.
Sorry. I just wanted
You're right. You're right. Yeah. It's a word that you are aware. But after the Lord set you free, then what you can do and what I had to do. Just submit your ways to the Lord. Just trust in the Lord. Just worship him. Just magnify him. And then God is going to deal with your husband. He's going to deal with your husband. Now, I will tell you this also now, because he your husband, but he have chose to be apart from you and go his even wicked ways and no telling who he's sleeping with. He can't think that every time he come home to you, that because you are legally his wife, that gives him permission to have sex with you. He's not, don't do that. He's not functioning as your husband. That is dangerous because you don't know who he's sleeping with. You don't know what they have. And whatever he picks up, you're going to end up picking up. In other words, he just can't use you like a spare tire because you're not a spare tire, you see. So in other words, if he wants to have sex with you because he your wife, because you are his wife, then he must come home and perform his husband duties, a manly duty as a husband to his wife. Not thinking, well, that's my wife. You know, are you supposed to have sex with me? No, you're not functioning as my husband right now. No. So you have to protect yourself that way and protect your baby. Because if I understood you correctly, you are pregnant at the moment.
Yeah, I'm 5 months pregnant, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You have to protect yourself and you have to protect your baby. Now I think I heard you say that when he was beside you asleep, it's like he punched you or something. Did I understand you to
no,
say?
No, I didn't. Okay. No, I didn't punch. I was sleeping, but not really like sound asleep.
Uh-huh.
And I felt like when he was like caressing my hair, caressing my head.
Right.
Right. And then he kissed me on my forehead, like he's showing me affection. But he thinks I was sleeping, but I wasn't like sound asleep.
Uh-huh.
He caressed my head, and then he kissed me on my forehead.
But did I understand you say when he did that, it felt like you was punched in the head? Is that what I heard?
No.
Okay.
No, I was just saying that I just don't understand what's going on in his head.
Mm-hmm. Because what I'm going
because
to what,
one,
go ahead.
Because one moment is this way, and then the next moment is like, you know, so affectionate, like, I miss you, I love you, I love you and the baby. And next moment, like, one point even denied that the child was his.
Yeah. The reason I said it that way is because in the natural, your husband, he does love you, he does love his baby. And in the natural, he was doing those things to you, but in the spirit, that spirit wife in him was doing contrary to what you felt him doing in the natural realm. It was doing contrary. It literally was kicking you. It literally was hitting you. It is that spirit wife that say those things to him, that that's not his baby and blah, blah, blah. It's that spirit wife.
Yeah, because when I confront him about it, a couple days after, I said, I cannot believe that you will say, you know, I'm a Christian. I don't live a certain lifestyle. How could you even say that to me, that the child is not yours?
I don't remember.
He was like, I didn't say that.
He don't remember. He can't.
The other things he say, then afterwards he's like, he never said that.
No.
I am dreaming. I'm making things up. He never said anything like that.
Because it's not him. So after the Lord set you free, Dion, then you stay submitted to God and you trust the Lord. And that the Lord would send forth his Holy Spirit to convict your husband, that the Lord would lead him to his helper, to the right person to talk to him.
Because he comes to church. We still go to the same church. Like, even Sunday,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're not sleeping in the same house.
Mm-hmm.
I drove to church because I teach Sunday school and, you know, stuff like that. So I went to church. He came to church after, and I was downstairs doing the children's school. And he texted me when I came up. I saw the text anyway. Where are you? You know, like when he's coming to church, he put on his wedding ring.
Oh yeah,
he
yeah.
put on his ring.
Right, play that
and,
role.
So I'm wearing my ring. Mm-hmm. It's like both of us are just sitting next to each other. We're pretending like, okay, we're
uh-huh,
married.
Mm-hmm.
After we married,
yeah.
I'm expecting the baby, and everything is okay. And then when we leave, we're going to separate cars, and I go home, and he's wherever he is.
Dion, believe it or not, my husband and I done that. I've been there, and we have done that. And that's the reason why I can tell you what you need to do in order to get your husband back, because this is what the Lord had me to do. You continue to do as I heard you say, continue to go to church, even after having your baby, continue to go to church. Keep your ring on your finger. If your husband still go to church, let him come. If he want to sit beside you, let him sit beside you. You have to play that role. You leave, go separate. But you continue to keep your focus on the Lord and allow. See, the more you keep your focus on the Lord and not him, then that gives the Lord space to work in him. And next thing you know, he can come walking through the door and he will stay. And then God is going to, then that gives him, when he walked through that door to stay, then just your opportunity to say, baby, I have this woman that I need for you to talk with, a great woman of God who can help you as the Lord has helped me through her. And then he'll give me a call and he can be set free from that spirit wife, because it's that demon spirit wife by him bound to that covenant of witchcraft covenant. It's that demon spirit wife that has gotten him to leave you and to forsake you, and now the baby, and to disclaim the baby and do things that he really don't want to do, but he can't help himself in doing it. He even see this woman in the dream. He having sex with this demon spirit in the dream and everything, and he think it's fine, because he really likes that feeling. So this is what you can do.
So the spirit really called him to leave me and be with, because, but I'm just like, he's living with somebody else now.
Yeah, oh yeah, the demon spirit gets him to go deep and deeper into sin, deep and deeper into
Oh, okay,
sin,
that
you
makes
see.
sense.
See, that's what demon spirit do. They get a person to go deep and deeper into sin. The demon spirit don't want him to be with his wife. See, with his wife, then he's really honoring God. He's not defiling the bed. When you marry, you really saying, Lord, I honor you. And devils don't like that. So the devil rather for him to be with another woman he ain't married to because that's dishonoring God. So put him deeper and deeper into sin. So, you know, so, but the main thing, actually, the physical woman, the problem is that spirit, it's that spirit woman who you can't see with your eyes. It's not flesh and blood. It's actually the problem.
Because you know when I was listening to you, you said something like the distance is not a barrier. Everything said the same thing. Like, if you're dealing with the spirit, you can stay where you are and you can pray and deal with that spirit. So that's what I was doing. After I was still listening to you, I got up and I get my prayer points and I started to pray and binding that spirit, you know, to leave my marriage and to leave my husband. And you know, that's when I had that experience. I realized that whenever I pray like that, he comes to his senses. Because I mean, he was like, in the morning, he called.
See?
You know, I mean, you calling me right now is not by chance because I was thinking of moving away. I was thinking of, because the car that he's driving, I had that car before we met. So it's really my car. And I was, like, thinking of, you know, getting my car from him and just moving away. And said, you know what? I feel like I was giving up because, like, I was fighting a battle. And it's like, instead of it getting better, I could get better and it get worse. I could take one step forward and like 10 backwards. You know, so I was just frustrated right now. And it's like, you called. So that I know it's like really God. God's doing, having you call me right now.
Well, that's what you do. When even now, after law completely cleanse his house, which is clean you, your prayers will be even more effective now. Very, they're gonna be very powerful, more effective in the spirit realm. And I'm telling you what Lord told me, Dion, it always appears to be worse before it gets in the better. But even though it is better, that's why it seems to be worse, because demons get agitated. And they get agitated, they do everything they can to get you to stop. See, they're gonna do everything they can to get you to stop with no prayer. Stop. They know that if they come and tell you, you're gonna be like, no, get behind me, devil. So they use their subtleness to get you to stop those prayers, to stop praying.
Frustrate me, like they get frustrated.
To frustrate you, you
like,
see.
Get frustrated.
Right. They know what they need to do. They know you love your husband. So all they do to frustrate you and get you to stop is it's kind of poor with his emotions, because they're in his emotion. He'll do right one moment, and then that'll cause you, man, you know, he's doing great. Then next moment, he flip out. You say, well, why he's flipping out now? He was fine. You see, they're using his emotion like a yo-yo to get you to use your emotion, your faith like a yo-yo. That's why you can't let what you see move you. It's, you know, it's faith in God that you stay steady and by looking and staying steady in Christ Jesus. Not by how your husband is reacting. Not saying, oh, no, it's working. He's getting better. See, the moment you said that, they're like, Dion goes by what she see. That's why we can get her. And then they'll start fumbling around with his emotion. And then they fumble with his emotion. And because your emotion affects on him, then your emotion is all out of whack. When you got to keep your faith
that's
in
right.
the Lord.
That is so true. Because yesterday I was fine, and I have a doctor's appointment today to go to the doctor. He should come with me. He said he was going to try and come. He has to go to work. And then, you know, he showed like he didn't care. And then he's like, oh, I can't make it. I'm not going to be able to make it. And like he's showing like I don't care, you know, about the pregnancy or what, you know, going to the doctor's with you. And then I get frustrated.
See?
And then I started to text him. I started texting him. Nothing like I'm just trying to say, like, look how you're treating me. You know, I'm pregnant with your child and you're not here for me. You abandoned me, probably for some woman. And, you know, texts like that I'm sending him.
See?
And I'm like, here, you know.
See, when you start doing that, you fight your own battle. Then the Holy Spirit, God through the Holy Spirit withdraws. He can't even help you because you chose to fight this battle yourself. You know, so you have to keep your affection, your mind stayed on him.
Yeah, thank you so
you
much.
Know,
thank you
if you ask your husband, he say he gonna come, and he changed his mind. You say, okay, well, thanks for the thought of coming. And then real nicely and politely, and then you go on. And see, when you have a thing like that, see, that gives the Holy Spirit a chance to convict that man of his wrongdoing.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for saying that, because lack of knowledge, I feel like I perished in that area because of lack of knowledge, not knowing, because I feel like I need to react.
That's why Satan most of the time get us who actually knows the truth. He get it. Matter of fact, I was ministering to a young lady that I ministered to before, and she sent me a message. The Lord had me to tell her, you know, because she thought maybe she needed deliverance again because, you know, her children did something, the dog did something, she just blabbed out. She just started crying and blabbed out, and she just thought she needed deliverance. I said, no, you need to continue to abide in Christ. And instead of reacting, think. Don't react. Just think. Give some time to think.
Yes.
And because Satan is trying to get you to sin through your reactions. Just think. You're like, okay, now, help me, Lord Jesus. And then when you that split second of thinking, the Holy Spirit will intervene and help you to handle that situation. And then you'll be like, the end result, you'll be like, thank you, Lord. But if you quickly react, then you're actually telling the Lord, I don't need your help here. I'm just going to take my revenge through my reaction. So just don't react. Because, again, a lot of times Satan get us who know truth to sin through and by our reaction. Okay?
So, yeah, it's like you're feeling jealous. You're feeling, you know.
Yeah.
If you react to your emotions. I understand what you're saying.
Right, yeah. Forget about, you see, Satan, again, he's so subtle. Now, you see, especially when we are married and maybe the spouse is unfaithful, Satan immediately get us to think of ourselves. Why is he treating or she treating me like this? Always thinking about me. That's selfishness. Now, if we will allow the Holy Spirit to help us in the matter, the first thing the Holy Spirit say, now you sort of kind of know how Jesus felt when you were unfaithful to him. And then that caused you to drop your head and say, Lord Jesus, that's so true. Forgive me. Forgive me. Many times I was unfaithful to you, and you sat back and was watching me and were listening to me and seeing me unfaithful to you. Lord, forgive me, because truly your words say we will reap what we sow. I placed my spouse or this man or this woman over you because I chose him or her over you because I was unfaithful. Forgive me. You see, so how we really help ourselves, Dionne, is by thinking on Jesus. Not ourselves, because we think ourselves, Satan always will cause us to feel like he feel, look how he's treating me and his child, being unfaithful. He don't even care.
And worse, being pregnant even make it worse for me because I'm going through this emotional roller coaster with pregnancy.
Right.
So it's like, I'm pregnant, I need my husband here, you know, I need help, and I have to do everything by myself.
Right, and so now, what you do is say, Lord Jesus, so you know what, and you talk to him, you know, my husband is not here with me to help me, but Lord, you're the only one who said that I never leave you and forsake you. You said I can do all things because you give me the strength by your power, who's the Holy Spirit. See, start talking to Jesus. Start talking to Jesus about all your problems, all your troubles. And then as you do that, Dionne, God will put people in your life to help you. To help you. And at the same time, as you talking or conversing with the Lord that way, again, that gives the Holy Spirit a chance, an opportunity to go convict your husband. He's so unsatisfied, he can't sleep. You know, the Lord constantly telling him, you need to go back to your wife and child. And I'm telling you this because that's how the Lord did my husband.
Yeah.
See, that's how the Lord intervened.
But the thing is, at my church, is like, I try to not, like, I would talk to, like, people, like, friends that I have that are in a different state. Or, you know, but I would not disclose the marriage issues with anyone at my church. So it's like, even our friends that are on me, how you doing? I'm fine. It's like I don't really share that with them.
Right.
So no one really knows that, you know, we're not together. They see us at church every Sunday and sitting together and we hold hands if we're praying and all of that. Nobody knows. They think everything is okay when really, you know, it's
right.
not.
Right. So, and you don't need to share with them. When I say the Lord will call people to help you, the Lord himself will choose those to help you. You don't have to say a word to people. You don't have to tell them what's going on. You telling the Lord. The Lord will put people in your path all of a sudden to help you. They don't know what your situation is. Now there might be one or two who's really connected to God and really in a personal relationship with God, and God will reveal it to them so they can help you. But you don't have to go blab everything to everybody, because you don't want to do that, because everybody is not your friend. But you trust in the Lord. Yeah. God will put people in your path to help you. They're not going to be nosy and ask you what's going on in your life. They're not going to do that.
No, and you know, woman of God, you are so right.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the pregnancy, I was so sick. I was not able to work because I take care of children.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a nanny. I take care of children. And this particular family wanted me to work for them, but because they're going through some issues, they're not really ready for me to work with them yet. And the husband called me, and I was like letting him know, like, you know, financially it's the wait. And I'm waiting like 2 months on them to resolve certain things so I could start working. And someone else wanted me to work. Like, I told him, like, somebody else was offering me a job, and I'm thinking of taking it because financially, you know, like, I don't know why I choose to work. They're my preference, but because of financial reasons, I would have to take that job. And, you know, the husband said to me, he said, Deanne, I will pay you $800 a month. Just don't take this job. Like, to stay home, I'll pay you that money. Right there, my rent was due. I had bills to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And God just used that man.
See?
Not knowing what I was going through. My husband had left me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm by myself. And, you know, God just intervened right there. I had to cry.
See?
I'm like, look at God.
See?
I mean, there's so many people that need jobs that this man could have said, okay, fine, I'll just find somebody else. He offered to give me money to, you know, and I'm like, this is God right here.
See?
So when he said that to me, just remind me that, you know, you're not by myself, but he's taking care of me.
Yeah, he would do that. Long you stay faithful to him and keep your mind and affection stayed on him and trust him to handle your affairs, to handle your business, to be your husband. God will take care
and
of you.
No one understands, the woman of God. No one understands. So my understanding is open now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not to be deceived by the enemy or with my emotions.
Right, right. There you go. Amen, amen. And I'm going to pray for you. And I'm going to speak a disconnection by faith where the blood of Jesus will, in the spirit realm, will dissolve and destroy that ungodly covenant of witchcraft, okay? And he's going to thump out that spirit that's calling itself to be your spouse, because Jesus Christ, he's that spouse to us. And we praise and thank our Heavenly Father for that, waiting to be wed one glorious day in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for my sister, Dion. Thank you, Father, that you know the right time. Father, sometimes we may have our own specific time as far as when you want us to get together, but you know what is best, and you are always on time, and I thank you. I thank you for keeping D.I. in the little one, Father. Thank you, Father, for protecting them, having your angels around them, Father. I thank you, Father, that no weapon that the enemy have formed against them, it did not prosper and cannot prosper. And I thank you, Father. Continue to give her wisdom, revelation of who she is in you, who you are in her, Father. Continue to show yourself mighty and strong in her life and in the life of her child, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, give her peace of heart, peace of mind, Lord Jesus. Father, thank you for healing her body, Father, in Jesus' name. I just thank you for the wonderful plans that you have for her, Father, and not only her, for her child as well, and for them as a family, Father. I thank you, Father, that you said whoever you join together, that nobody can bring apart or separate. And I thank you, Father, wherever her husband may be right now at this moment, Father, to send the Holy Spirit to convict him of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And Father, I ask you to convict the other woman as well, Father. But Father, she needs to be saved as well, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, just give you all the praise and glory, because you are a merciful and gracious God. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. So, Dion, you just listen in the conversation. That's it, okay? So right now, in Jesus' name, I take my godly authority in Jesus' name, and I command every unclean spirit that is lurking and hiding in Dion's mind, in her will, in her emotions, and in her body, I command you to come out of her now in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost, fire all over her body from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Flush and sweep out every spirit that's not of you. Give Dion a clean flush and a clean sweeping by your mighty fire. Fire the Holy Spirit. Fire the Holy Spirit. Burn in Jesus' name. You spirit husband, I command you to loose her and let her go. Come out of her now in Jesus' name. I take the scissors of God and I cut and sever the ungodly covenant contract that is known or not known to Dion in Jesus' name. I take the blood of Jesus and I pour over it and I dissolve it by faith in Jesus' name. She's not your property. She no longer belongs to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Spiritual poison, I command you to come out of her body now in Jesus' name. Loose, let it go. Loose the baby and let him go in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost fire, burn, burn, burn everything that's not of you. Giving Dion a clean flush and a clean sweeping by your mighty fire. Fire the Holy Ghost, fire the Holy Ghost, burn. Father, you said in your word, whatever I bind and loose on this earth, you will bind and loose in the heaven. Right now, take authority in Jesus' name and bind every spirit that's not of you, Father, in Jesus' name. And I cast them out of you and cast them out of Dion and send them to you in Jesus' name. Out. Come out. Out. Come out. Come out of her mind. Come out of her emotion. Come out of her emotion. Come out. Out. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Burn every spirit that's not of you. Give them Dion clean flushing by your mighty fire. Fire. Loose her. Let it go. Come out. 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 Come out of her. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of her emotion. You are not to torment her again, spiritually nor physically, in Jesus' name. Come out. Out of her mind. Out of her will. Out of her emotions and out of her body. Fight. Come out. Out.
No.
Out. Oh, yeah.
No.
Who are you? Who are you? What's your name?
No.
Who are you? Who are you? What's your name? Speak in Jesus' name. Speak. Who are you?
No.
How do you enter her? How do you enter her?
Oh.
How do you enter her? Holy Ghost fire, burn. Burn.
Oh.
Burn. Holy Ghost fire. 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 Come out of her emotion. Come out. Out in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. Out.
No.
Out. Jesus, out. You must bow and obey Jesus Christ. Out in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost fire.
Feed me.
Holy Ghost fire.
Feed me.
Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire.
No.
Holy Ghost fire. Burn. 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 Burn in Jesus' name. 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 Come out. 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 Father, send your angels. Send your angels right now, Father. Send your angel and cast that demon out of Dion's mind, will, emotion, body. In Jesus' name. 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 Out. 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 Out.
Keep me out,
out, out, out in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire all over her body. Holy Ghost fire all over her body. Give Dion a clean flusher. Clean sweeping. Out in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus, get out, 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 out in Jesus' name, out in Jesus' name, out in Jesus' name, out in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, get out, out, completely out, pack your load. Go in Jesus' name. Pack your load and go in Jesus' name. Pack your load and go in Jesus' name. Never to return. Never to torment her again in the name of Jesus. Dion, I pronounce your mind to be free to serve the Lord. I pronounce your will to be free to serve the Lord. I pronounce your emotion to be free to serve the Lord. And I pronounce your body to be free to serve the Lord. Be free. Be free in Jesus' name. Be free in Jesus' name. Be free in Jesus' name. Be totally free in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you, Father, for cleansing and washing your house. Fill Dion to overflow with your Holy Spirit. Let your precious spirit overflow her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Let her feel your warmth, your love, your presence in her mind, your presence in her will, your presence in her emotion, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Father. Touch the baby right now, Father, in Jesus' name. Let him feel your love, your warmth, Father, in his mind, in his will, in his emotion, in his body, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I praise you and thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Just let your presence marinate her mind, marinate her will, marinate her emotion, marinate her body, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we glorify you and magnify you for the great freedom you have given Dion today, Father. Father, her mind is totally free to give you praise and glory. Her will is totally free to give you praise and glory. Her emotions are totally free to give you praise and glory. Her body is totally free to give you praise and glory. Father, we glorify you today in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Father, for setting captives free, Father. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you forever and ever. In Jesus' name, Dion, your mind is now free, Dion. Your will is now free, Dion. Your emotions are now free, Dion, and your body is now free. You keep them free, Dion. You hear me, Dion? You stay free in Jesus' name. You hear me, Dion?
Thank you, Jesus.
You stay free in Jesus' name. Jesus set you totally free today, Dion. You free. The strangers are gone. The strangers are no longer there. The strangers have detached themselves not only from you, but the strangers have detached themselves from your baby as well. You are free. You are free.
Thank you, Lord.
You are free. Stay free in Jesus' name. Keep yourself abiding in Jesus Christ. On a daily basis.
Thank you, Jesus.
On a daily basis. Now when you pray for your husband, your prayers are more effective. They're not tainted no more. They are more effective because you are free. You're free to praise him and exalt him and to worship him and to submit your requests and salutation and exhortations unto the Lord. You are free now. When you pray now, your prayers will be more powerful in the spirit realm because you are free. Amen. 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 We glorify him. We thank him. For he's awesome. He's worthy. And I thank God for your submissiveness, Dion, for your obedience. And I thank him for your patience. You didn't give in to the enemy as to why I haven't called you back as soon as I did. And God rewarded you for your patience. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, Dion. That's awesome.
You know, I see blood again. Blood.
Oh yeah. God gave you spiritually that demon that was in your emotions was also in your body, wanting to cause some kind of sickness, and they have something to do with that ungodly covenant that was a blood covenant. It really was a blood covenant. I don't know what your mother did, but some blood was involved. And that was a reaction of the demon being in you. That was its reaction. But you are totally set free. God cleansed you. That was a spiritual cleansing. That was a deep cleansing.
Amen.
that the Lord.
It's like while you were praying, it's like I lost consciousness of myself.
Yeah, because you, it won't you.
I heard the voice coming out.
Yeah, it won't you. It was that demon. That demon was mad because
I heard the voice, but I couldn't stop it.
No, it was a demon because it was exposed. See, that thing was lurking and hiding indoors. Now, if a person just would have went by what you were saying, if I would just went by what you were saying, I would say, Dion's okay. Nothing wrong with Dion. But the Lord said, no, it's her and her husband. She has a spirit husband. He has a spirit wife. She never been delivered. She never been taken through a deliverance process. So so that thing was hiding deep down in that darkness. That's what had happened to me that time when the Lord set me free. I had no idea. I kind of every now and then it would surface up and I would do stuff and I wasn't aware and my relative would look at me right funny and I was too scared to ask them what I just did because the way they was looking at me, when they was looking at me. But that's why I thank the Lord, Dion, because Dion, he didn't have to set us free, but he did.
Amen.
You know, he said, I refuse to share you with the enemy. He said, I don't want the enemy to have no parts of you. I just don't want your spirit. I want your will, your mind, emotions, and your body. You know?
I've been crying out to God that I want to serve him. I'm struggling. Like, I read my Bible. I'm not remembering what I read. My mind is caged. That's what I feel. Like my mind is caged. I can't remember your word.
Jesus.
You know, I can't remember when I deep, it's like I can't remember my dreams. Like my mind is just caged. I thank God that I'm free right now.
Let me ask your permission. I don't want to share your entire session. I've only been led just to share the session where you was blanked out. Just that clip of your deliverance. I don't want to share the whole thing. I'm pretty sure the whole thing will help others too because I got several more calls to make where the wife husband has left them as well. But I leave it up to you if you want me to share the whole thing.
It's all for the glory of God. I mean, you could just take out the name, like when I mentioned my husband's name.
Yeah.
But it's for the glory of God. You can share it. Do what you please.
Yeah,
I was just going to mention his name.
I think you already mentioned his name. I think you mentioned his name once. So I just go in and listen real good and clip his name out. I do that. Because, again, like I said, I got several other women who, not only women, I got men whose wives has left them. I said, Lord, some of these women are blessed to have good
wives. Because the one that I listened to was a pastor last night. The pastor last night I was listening to. But his wife left him, and she's like a prophetess or something. I was listening to that one.
Yeah, she still is. She still is one of the church prophesying.
Yeah, I know.
I'm telling you. I mean, you know, some women got good husbands, and some of them got good wives. And I just look at them, I say, you don't know how blessed you are. Because some, you know, like the one who got, the husband got a good wife, there's somebody, another husband don't have a good wife. Then you got a wife who got a good husband, then there's another wife who don't have a good husband. I'm like, man. I'm like, Jesus. And they all are in the church. These are not people that are in the world. These are people in the church.
Because a lot of churches are not doing deliverance. A lot of churches, they don't. And even at my church, like, people will get baptized and get to the Lord. And in, like, few months, they're gone because they're not delivered. So that the spirit comes back and bring them right back into bondage.
You see, now you got a testimony. You got a testimony. God's going to put you around people. They're going to start telling you that problem. And you got to tell them, I said, look, you never been delivered. Well, I gave my heart to the Lord. I think what I said, those demons never been cast out of your soul realm, mind, will, emotions, and body. They're not. Being born again is really been born into the family of God, birthed into the family of God. Our spirit, we are a child of God, birthed into God's family. But on this earth, we got a mind, will, emotions, and body. And those demons that deceive us, who enter us, are still in there. And that's why Jesus had delegated his authority to a human being to cast them out. Now, this is something Jesus is not going to do. He told us to do.
Right.
And if we don't do our part, then Jesus can't do his part. I love it. You know, I found out when I realized I would do several sessions, and I know that because what I say, the Holy Spirit is the one who gives me to say things, right? So I remember one session, I first started saying this, No, Father, you said in your word, whatever I bind on loose, whatever I bind on loose on earth, you're bind loose in hell. Now, when I say that, Dion, I say it from my heart as though I am talking to him because I am talking to him. Well, I didn't pay much attention to it that every time I was said, the demon would react. They didn't like that. They would immediately react. I'm like, what in the world? And then the Lord said, Terry, because number one, it's my word. Number two, when you say it, you are literally talking to me in faith. And they really react every time I say that. They hate for me to say that. And that's why when I say it, I kind of be smiling because I know demons going to end up reacting because they don't like it. Because he did say that.
Amen.
He did say that. Right. And I believe it.
I have an experience that I wanted to just share with you real quick that you could probably tell me what does it mean for God's purpose for my life. I actually was, me and my pastor, and my pastor was actually preaching in New York, and few of us drove in a car together with me and three other persons in the car. And on our way back home, we were singing this song about the power of God falling. And while we were there, they're singing, this lady that was there, she was just gazing away. And the Spirit of God said to me, take out your olive oil and anoint her with it. So I took it out, put it in my hand, and I said, in the name of Jesus, on her forehead. And what I heard was, coming out of her, and she said, I hate you, telling me I hate you.
Mm-hmm.
I know you were going to be a problem from the beginning. And I mean, God gave me boldness. I mean, the others that were there, they were scared and they like didn't know what to do. But because I was watching Prophet TV, Joshua, and I see how he operates,
right?
He's like, God gave me that boldness with the knowledge that I had,
right?
And I was like commanding the spirit, you know, to come out of her, and they started to talk to me. Telling me that they took her to the cemetery. They were like pointing like home, saying home. So I was looking at like, where is the grave? Where are they calling home? When I look, I saw a cemetery that was a
cemetery.
Yeah, and I said, you will not take her to no cemetery. That's where you belong. And
death.
I was like, I took her to the cemetery today. You know, and all of that took place. And it was like different manifestation. And I was like, how many of you left me? And they were like telling me seven, you know. And to cut the story short, I mean, she got delivered.
Mm-hmm.
And when she came back, she didn't have a clue what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked her, I said, you went to the cemetery today? And she was like, she was shocked. Yeah. Trying to figure out, how did I know?
Mm-hmm.
How did I know that? So I was like, sometimes I wonder if God want to use me in that area.
But you don't have to wonder no more. You never have to wonder, because God's desire is to you, each and every one of his children in that area, because that's what he said. He said, these signs shall follow me. Them who believe in my name, and one of them is that shall cast out them. It's always God's will to use us in that area, because this world is so full of darkness, and the people in the world are separated from the Lord, especially when they have, you know, like you and I, given our hearts to the Lord. We haven't gone through no deliverance process because we don't know anything about it. Now he's going to use you to set those captives free, to show and surrender the same grace and mercy to them as he did for you. That's why he said, freely you have received, now you go give freely. So, so now you are totally, it was the grace of God through you, in God's will for that woman to be set free. Now it's going to be, like I said, you're going to be more effective now. You're going to be more effective in it now because you are totally free. So yes, it's God's will to use you, and God will present those opportunities. Now, you don't go looking for those opportunities, but God will present those opportunities to you, because everybody don't want to be free.
Right.
Everybody don't want to be free.
Right.
But God do have people who are crying out in desperation for him.
I was crying out.
Right. And he got many more. So God going to lead those people to you. And when he do that, then the Holy Spirit will tell you, and get ready for that often. Also, pray to ask the Lord, is there anything in your house that he's not pleased of that could be preventing his presence from remaining in your house? Okay. And always, you know, thank him and praise him for protection over you and your baby. Don't allow, be careful of the women that you allow to put hands on your belly and say, oh, can I touch your belly? You know, just be careful about that. Ask the Holy Spirit, you know, because my daughter, she's pregnant. She asked me about that, and I really didn't know what to say. Then the Lord told me, he said, well, tell them no, because after all, they ask if they could. When you ask somebody something, then a person is expecting you to say yes or no. So I said, okay, Mira, since they asked.
Because you're not my church, too. They just put their hand on your stomach.
Yeah.
You don't even ask. The minute they see you, they just put their hand.
Mm-hmm. No. When you ask the Holy Spirit to help you be aware of it, and when they go do it, you take your hand and you slap their hand. What's wrong with you? No, I don't. Just be up front. I don't like everybody putting their hands on my belly with my baby, because I don't know what spirit you are of. You got to come out point blank, tell them. They get offended. Then right then it tell you they have the wrong spirit. Because it's dangerous. Right. It used to be a time it was okay, but nowadays it's not. It's not okay, because demon spirit will transfer themselves. You got a lot of people who claiming to be Christian witches in the church house, and they know
it's through impartation, because impartation is so powerful.
Right, you see. Yeah. And they just go put their hands on your belly. They're not the why you feeling all sick. You want, what in the world? Why I feel bad? That's why. So no. You say Holy Ghost fire, Lord. Before you enter the building, say Holy Ghost fire all around my body. And you say no spirit. If you are not of the Holy Spirit, you shall not come nigh my belly in Jesus' name. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost just surround my body in the name of Jesus. Well, you can't even come up close to me in Jesus' name. Yes. And then you look at people and smile. That's what you do.
Right. Amen.
Yeah, you gotta be careful this day and time. Like I say, it used to be okay, you know, a person really did a lot of love for you and the child, you know, just, oh, let me, oh, the baby, and you can feel the love. But nowadays, no, it's not like that. Every now and then you get one who really love and care. Now, when the Lord lead me to lay hands on a pregnant woman, pray, I ask, do you mind if I pray for you and your baby? I ask and I wait and hear the answer. If they say yes, I say, okay, and then I pray out loud, and I pray in English where they can understand me. Another thing, don't let people be praying over you in tongues either, because that's not, it's not biblical to pray in public in tongues over a person, because the person is not edified. The person only know what you're saying, so how can they be edified? You say, so
you have people that are possessed that are speaking in tongues.
Right. The devil's speaking curses over you, and you don't even know it, but you thinking they're speaking in a holy tongue, and it's an unholy tongue. You know, a person said, can I pray for you? Said, as long as you pray in English, because I understand English. Well, I want to pray in my heavenly language. I said, well, then you just want to edify yourself. I won't be edified.
Right.
You know, so you have to tell a person the truth. You know, when you speak truth to them, it'll help wake them up and say, oh, that's right. I shouldn't be doing that. You know?
Amen.
Yeah, you be careful about that. Okay?
Right.
Praise the Lord, Dion. Well, you got the number. Now, the best thing to do, because I leave that message on, because I'm trying to direct people to seminary requests to one location for this year, and it's helping a lot better than last year. I had it. They, you know, would leave messages over the phone. A lot of time I couldn't get to their message quick enough, and Skype ended up deleting their telephone mess. So I changed the process this year. So anyway, you're my Facebook friend. So anytime you need to speak again with me, just send me a Facebook message, and I'll call you back as soon as possible. Okay.
Right. So like, I have one more question. Like, you appreciated to my baby. My deliverance break generational curse that would not affect my baby, right?
Mm-mm, no, your baby's free, just like you're free. Amen. Your baby's free. Your baby's free because you're free.
Amen.
Okay, because you are your baby's covering, and God just didn't disconnect you from that ungodly covenant. He disconnected the baby from it as well.
So amen, amen.
So you just praise and thank God for his goodness and grace and mercy. That's all you do.
Amen. Thank you, man of God.
Amen. Amen.
I feel free. I feel
light. Amen. That's good. Praise your holy name, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I just thank him. I thank him.
Amen.
All right. You continue to have a blessed day in Jesus' name. Okay, Dion?
Thank you, man of God. God bless you.
You too. All right.
Bye. Bye.